Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, I am very lucky to have Dr. Melissa Chester on this episode of the show. Dr. Chester is the CEO of Black Educators Rock, Incorporated. Black Educators Rock is more than just a Facebook group, is one thing we want to point out today. It has amassed a huge following on Facebook with well over 150,000 followers or group members. Black Educators Rock mission is to cultivate the educational experiences and accomplishments of minority students and professionals through the development and use of instructional and motivational methods that will increase levels of capacity, motivation, and student achievement. Welcome, Dr. Melissa Chester. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you start off? You have a very robust background and experience, and the Black Educators Rock movement is humongous. So why don't you just start off by telling people a little bit about you, your background, and how Black Educators Rock came to be what it is today?
Awesome sauce. I'd love to. So like Miss Kimmy said, I am Dr. Melissa Chester. I'm professionally trained as a college professor, and I have taught on the collegiate level for well over 20 years. I've taught at Florida A&M University, go Rattlers, Florida State University, University of North Florida in Jacksonville, Florida, and Grambling State University. My PhD is in sport management. So anyone that's majoring in sport, whether they want to be a coach, an athletic director, they want to work in marketing, professional sport, collegiate sport, governing bodies, recreational sport, those people tend to get a sport management degree. I got into what I'm doing now because I helped a former Jacksonville Jaguar football player, Donovan Darius, start his nonprofit. I had been working with him for the last 5 or so years with his nonprofit. And one of my former students, who was also an athlete at Florida A&M University, reached out to me, Mr. Roosevelt Kaiser, fondly known as Kaiser, and was like, "Doc, I think I want to start a Facebook group for Black educators." He was like, "I want to start a group where we can kind of go on there and just share information and kind of vent and just have resources for one another." And I was like, "That's an awesome idea." He was like, "So what we're going to do is I'm going to add you, and then we're going to each invite 20 of our educator friends." And so we did that. In 24 hours, there were over 1,000 Black educators in the group. And in an over amount of 90 days, we amassed over 100,000 educators. And so when it got to that point, I let Kaiser know. I was like, "Hey, we got to do more than just be a Facebook group. There's an obvious need here. There's something here." And so we went about the task of starting a nonprofit. We were incorporated in October of 2015. We opened up membership in January 2016. And we also, that same year, July 2016, had our first Rock Conference, the inaugural Rock Conference. We're actually on our third annual Rock Conference coming up this summer.
Wow, what an amazing journey. Did you think it would grow as quickly as it did, the initiative, when you just started off as the Facebook group? Did you essentially went viral? Did you expect that kind of growth?
We did not. And like I said, to see 1,000 educators in one night, and they were from as far as Canada. So people in the group are all across the country, to the point, Kimmy, that we actually had to, because that group got so large, we've actually created subgroups. We have a Black Educators Rock Abroad for our educators that are teaching abroad. We have the different content areas. We have Black Educators Rock Divine Nine, which has about 4,000 members in it. And so we definitely didn't expect it to grow that large. And because it did, it was almost like we couldn't handle it. And so what happened was we had people, I guess they liked the idea. They were actually starting their own Black Educators Rock groups separate and apart from us, which wasn't allowed because we actually did become an actual nonprofit and trademark that name.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So now that you all are a nonprofit, I know you all have the conference. Tell us a little bit about the Rock Conference.
Oh, my gosh. it's hard to tell you a little bit first because the Rock Conference is like, it's probably, not probably, it is the best conference in the country for educators. And I can say that confidently because one, there's no better bang for your buck. Our conference is always held intentionally in the summer. We have it in the summer primarily because, again, coming from the Facebook group, we were watching educators talking about getting ready to go back to school for the upcoming school year. And many of them just were not enthused. They were not enthusiastic about going back to see our babies. And I was like, that shouldn't be. And so the initial idea for the conference was we need to have a conference in the summer to motivate our educators, to get them ready for the upcoming school year. And so we have the conference intentionally in the summer, and then the conference is intentionally, again, kept at a very low rate. And so the conference is only $250 this year. And $250 gives you 4 days of conference. It starts on Thursday, July 12th, and it runs through Sunday, July 15th. That Thursday, July 12th, we're starting off with youth mental health first aid training. And so we all know that mental health right now is a very, very big issue. It's one of the proponents that everyone's pushing. It's an issue that everyone is pushing. And so we're on top of that. And with that, there's a national initiative known as the Youth Mental Health First Aid. You come to this training. It's an 8-hour training. We're going to break it up for you. You're going to go about 3.5 hours, 4 hours, the first part. Then you're going to attend a luncheon where you're going to get some relevant education, a panel discussion on education and minorities in education. And then you're going to go and finish that second half of it. We also have on that Thursday a recruitment fair. We have recruiters coming from as far as Nevada who are looking for teachers of color to join their districts. Fast forwarding from Thursday, oh, did I mention on Thursday night, we do have the Throwback Thursday party because we believe work hard, play hard, Kimmy. You got to work hard, you got to play hard. And so yeah, we'll have our playtime that evening from about 8 p.m. until midnight. And that's just Thursday. And so then you're running Friday through Sunday. I won't give you the full itinerary, but I'll tell you that we have a nationally certified Black female active shooter trainer, Dr. Serena Shivers. She's coming and she's doing active shooter training Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She'll be doing 3 different sessions of that. She can fit about 50 to 75 educators per session. We have about 30 keynote caliber speakers and presenters in addition to breakout sessions. So some of those speakers and presenters include people like the incomparable Principal Kefele and Principal Salome Thomas L., Ms. Merlina Valentine, Dr. Chika Akua. He's a culturally relevant education specialist. He goes all across the country and abroad speaking on that. Dr. Johnny Cruz Craig, who is with the Delta Teacher Efficacy Campaign out of Washington, D.C. L. Kobe DeWiz, Mr. Robert Jackson. We have HOTEP, Mr. Jeremy Anderson, Dr. William Flip Clay, author Tommy Mabry, who is a Facebook favorite, Dr. Craig Boykin, who is known from going from GED to PhD, Dr. Marquita Blaze, who also has an awesome podcast like yourself, Ms. Kimmy, Principal James Presley. We have Vincent Taylor, who writes the books Cornbread and Me, Dr. Terrell Strayhorn, who is a very big in the university setting. He does a lot of research and he's a prominent speaker. Principal Sean Hurt, who is out of Detroit, Michigan. His school is known as one of the best schools, one of the top 40 schools in the world. He's coming. Patrick, the change agent, Phillips, Dr. Marcus Jackson, Michael Green, Eric Cork, Arthur, Coach Powell, and the list goes on. Those are just your keynote caliber speakers. We also have, in addition to those, another 30 or so speakers who are just doing breakout sessions. All of the speakers I named are the speakers who get paid in excess of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to speak at conferences across the country. They will all be in one place for you guys on that weekend, doing breakout sessions, power hours, keynotes. And so, oh my gosh, the list is probably impossible to go over. Another aspect of the conference that's going to be there, we're big on, is our advocacy and empowerment piece. And so we're going to have a young lady talking about natural hair journey. And talking about how you can assist those students who are in your class. We saw a lot of students who were doing students' hair in class. And so she's going to be giving you some tips on just quick styles that you can help those little babies in class with. We have home ownership 101. We're going to have creditors, credit repair persons, lenders who will be able to talk to you about purchasing a home. Because a lot of people don't realize one aspect that we added to Black Educators Rock is the Realtor Referral Network. And so with the Realtor Referral Network, you reach out to us via our website. You let us know what it is that you're trying to do. You have a consultation with the real estate agent for free, and then he or she will refer you to someone in your area that can assist you in purchasing a home, investing in a home, renting a home, etc.
It sounds jam-packed. Now, walk me through that conference. One sounds amazing, and I've watched it. It looks like it has grown tremendously. I think the first year that you all had it, I was actually out of the country, but it looks like the conference itself has like just multiplied. Can you talk us through anybody who's trying to start a movement? And what you have is a very specific niche with Black Educators Rock. So you're tailoring to minority educators or education professionals. How do you take such a massive movement from, like you said, online? What are the steps you took when it was so huge, it was so big, to making it into a nonprofit, to helping like transition it into a conference, taking that movement from online into very tangible things to highly recognized things, like we said, like becoming 501c3, having a conference, having membership? What was that process like, and what kind of help and assistance did you require in order to make this all a reality?
That is a phenomenal question. Thank you for asking that one. I can tell you this. Initially, it was a lonely journey. Like I said, I had that student who came to me. He laid the cards on the table and said, I'm an educator. I don't have experience in this. And so he literally gave me the reins and allowed me to shape Black Educators Rock in the way that I wanted to shape it. And so if I be completely honest and transparent, from the onset of the organization, it was all me. The experience that I have in just kind of creating nonprofits, I created the vision, the mission, the areas of focus. I looked at what I thought I wanted Black Educators Rock to cover and what I didn't think we should cover. And so as it relates to our areas of focus, we only have three, and they're very broad on purpose. We have instructional strategies, we have professional knowledge, and we have advocacy and empowerment. And so those are the three areas that we try to encourage, inspire, empower, and educate our educators in. And so if it doesn't fit in one of those wheelhouses, we don't take part in it, because as you know, you can be too big. And so we didn't want to be too big. And so those are our areas. And so how we ended up just kind of making that work is, the initial thing we did was we recruited volunteers to assist us with the Facebook groups, because that in itself was inundating. So we have these hundreds of thousands of people that are posting, some post inappropriate things, educators. Some of us are not so professional with some of our postings. And so we needed assistance with just coming in and helping us with that part of it. And so we recruited what we call state reps. And so we have these state reps who kind of monitor and moderate and administrate the Facebook groups. You know, if there's a Facebook group California, Miss Latasha Guy, you know, she oversees the Southern Cal California Facebook group. We have those state reps that kind of just help us with all of that. And so what we try to get them to also do is to engage people and let them know that, hey, we know you love the Facebook group, but we're more than just a Facebook group. And so in some areas, we've been more successful at that. And so what we've done is we've created local chapters. I have to give a shout out to Ms. Zanette Joseph in New York, who is our Facebook group. She's our state rep for New York. But what she did was take it a step further and get enough engaged educators to come out of the Facebook group and implement a local chapter. They actually hosted their first Black Educators Rock New York award ceremony this past Friday, where they awarded their first Black superintendent a Black Educators Rock award and some other people. And so what we're doing now is we're trying to take it from that Facebook group and we're moving into those grassroots methods. And so we're starting local chapters where we just need a handful of dedicated educators who want to do so. That's a charge that we'll be undertaking at the conference as well. We'll have a meeting just for that. If you think that you want to get involved with a local chapter, let's talk it out. Let's see if we can make that a reality. And so right now, what we're doing is just moving to that from away from the Facebook group. We'll always have the Facebook group, but implementing those local chapters. And we're doing that again through volunteer state reps. In addition to those state reps, I also have a volunteer administrative team that assists me. And so I serve as the CEO, but I have a volunteer administrative team that helps me with other things. My director of operations is Miss Altamise Larkins, who's in Illinois. So she helps me with everything. She's my second in control. And then I have a Mr. Bradman John, who is my personnel and logistics. And so we have people like that who are dedicated to the movement, and they're donating their time, their talents, and their treasures in order to assist us to become the preeminent educational nonprofit in the country. And so without those state reps and those administrators who are that volunteer executive administrative team, we wouldn't be able to accomplish what we accomplish.
So it sounds like you all definitely have a strong team in place that is help and continues to help move Black Educators Rock from the web into the world. And I think you all are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job at that. Dr. Melissa, tell us, what's your daily mantra? What pushes you through and keeps you going? Because you have so many things going, like especially like Black Educators Rock. It's like you said, so many chapters, so many divisions, so many breakoffs. How do you keep it all together? You know, you're also a wife, you're a mother. How do you balance all of that?
Right. That's a wonderful question, because what Miss Kimmy forgot to mention or may have not known is that I'm also a real estate agent and a real estate instructor. Right. That is why I started the Realtor Referral Network. Mm-hmm. Whole nother story I'll have to tell you about. My mom was displaced after renting for 27 years, and I watched her throw $185,000 down the drain in renting and lost a home in 30 days. And it made me go and get my real estate license and get into this movement of home ownership. And so the thing that motivates me more than anything is that I understand better than anyone, Kimmy, when it comes to people of color, we have to understand that there's strength in numbers. There's strength in numbers. And so that we have to understand that we can't keep operating in silos. And so I think that one of the things that we're going to implement at the conference, we have all these phenomenal speakers who are going across the country speaking about what they do, culturally relevant education, engaging you in math. Well, what about if we had an institute that brought all that together under one house, and you had the Black Educators Rock Institute, where you had professional development and you picked what your school needed from a litany of choices? If you need culturally relevant education, we have three experts in that. If you need literacy engagement, we have three experts in that. We have math and science, whatever you need, we have. And so I think my mantra is the two things that I believe in is that one of my favorite quotes is Lillian Dixon that says, life is like a coin. You can spend it any way you wish, but you can only spend it once. So there is no do-over. And so you have to live your best life right now. And so that is what I'm attempting to do. And I just really believe in the village mentality. I believe that it takes a village. I believe in their strength in numbers. I believe that other demographics, our Hispanic culture, our LGBTQ community, the reason they're so successful in getting their what they want out, their agendas, is because they understand their strength in numbers. They come together and they represent in numbers. And I think that's something that we as Black educators have to make sure we do as well.
That's awesome. So how would people find out more information? And I want to clarify too, Black Educators is for educators of color. They may be pre-K through 12, higher ed, vocational training. I want to just make sure it's clear. It's not just like pre-K. I know sometimes people think just pre-K through 12, but it's across the board. Yes. Two things. How could people get involved in like a membership level? How could they possibly join the Facebook group? And what if someone was looking for more of like a leadership role? How would they go about any of those things?
Thank you for asking that. Yes. So to join the Facebook group, you do have to be an educator. We do confirm that you are an educator. And so you would just go on and just request to join the Facebook group, Black Educators Rock. We'd look at your profile. To get involved with us as it relates to a local chapter or leadership, you can send an email to me at drchester@blackeducatorsrock.org or info@blackeducatorsrock.org. And, you know, send us an intro email. Tell us what you like to do, how you like to be a part. As far as joining the membership, which is only $50 a year, you can do that through our website, www.blackeducatorsrock.org. We have general membership for $50. We also have membership for edupreneurs, and that's an educator who is also an entrepreneur. And so when you join on the edupreneurship level, I think it's a little bit over $100. You get to promote, and we assist you in promoting within the Facebook groups as well as the website. If you go to our website, blackeducatorsrock.org, you'll see probably 10 to 15 edupreneurs and what services and products that they offer, from authors to coaching, et cetera. And so all those are available to you as a member as well. As well as you get the Office Depot, Office Max discount card, you get the Realtor referral network, and you get all types of other resources when you become a member. And you do that just by going to our website again, blackeducatorsrock.org. If you want any more information, you can reach out to us also through our 800 number, which is 1-833-4-BER-INC. And so again, that number is 1-833-4-BER-INC.
Perfect. And it sounds like I'm going to join today and become a member of the edupreneur track. Sounds perfect for somebody like me. Like, I'm a school psychologist, but I have a private practice as well.
Yes.
And I do trainings and things like that. So that sounds like that would be a great place to advertise, as well as even if you're aspiring or thinking of being an entrepreneur, just to get some practice speaking in front of groups and things like that.
That's right. You need to be coming to the conference, Kimmy.
Yes. So I encourage people, and I know a couple of people who are educators as well, kind of branching out and doing services on the side. So that sounds like a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity. So whether you just want to be a regular member or looking to branch out in education, as so many people do, they tutor on the side, they do all kinds of things. It sounds like a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. And I would encourage people to take advantage of it. If they're going to be in the area or looking for some more professional development, definitely go to the ROC Conference. Can you tell us again the dates for the ROC Conference?
Yes, July 12th through July 15th. Did I mention there's going to be a scholarship ball, a masquerade ball? That's where Principal Gafele will do his keynote that Saturday night. So again, Thursday, July 12th through Sunday, July 15th. And Principal Gafele is also doing an Aspiring Leaders Institute. And so anybody that thinks they want to be in administration, or anybody that is in administration, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you're going to be in an intimate training with Principal Barudi Kafele, who we all know is one of the top presenters in the country when it comes to school culture and administration. He is a very, very big supporter of Black Educators Rock, and he recently joined my board, and I'm so thankful and grateful to have him as a part.
Yes. So Black Educators Rock, is it inc.com?
It is blackeducatorsrock.org. So you can do blackeducatorsrock.org, or you can do blackeducatorsrockinc.com. We have more than one website. You'll find us. We make sure to buy all of them for you to find us. Right?
I love it. Branding it is finest. I love it. Dr. Melissa Chester, thank you so much for your time, your expertise. Good luck to you in the conference. I'm going to continue talking to you and hearing from you, because I'm about to be an edupreneur in Black Educators Rock. So good luck to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time, Ms. Kimmy, and I look forward to talking to you offline.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Until next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.